Now, as we dive a little bit further into the components of an advertising campaign, if an agency is hired to create the campaign for the company, they need to know details about the company so that they can get this great picture of who they are. So today we're going to talk about the fashion company profile. So come on along. We're going to get into two different areas of the company profile and give a detailed outlook of what it should consist of. You're listening to Marketing Adventure, the hub for business, fashion, marketing, and other CTE educators who integrate marketing into the learning experience. I'm your host, Jackie Walker. Each week, I'll cover marketing education concepts, strategies, tips, trends, frameworks, and other information to equip you to connect your classroom to digital natives while cultivating an engaged learning environment. So come on into the room where your favorite beverage, snacks, and even your cell phone are all welcome. As we begin our discussion on the fashion company profile, I am going to cover two distinct areas or two distinct parts of the profile. One is going to be the actual company details. And then the other is going to be the mission or the purpose of the advertising campaign. So let's break that down. So as we talk about the company details, I'm going to outline 8 specific details that you would include about the company in this section. So the first thing, of course, is that you're going to state the name of the company. Put the name of the company, the official name of the company, and you can even put the parent company name if there's one in there as well. And it could be like, you know, XYZ company with the parent company ABC. So you could do that. Then the second thing you want to include is the type of retailer it is. Is it a specialty store? Is it a big box store? Is it an independent entrepreneur? You know, so you will list what type of retailer that company is. Or if it's not necessarily a retail store, it could be an online company. Or like I said, an independent entrepreneur, you would put that type of company that it is. The third thing you want to list is which level of the industry is this company? Because as you know, there are 4 levels to the fashion industry. So the primary level is the producers of the fibers, which are, you know, the cotton, the wool, the silks, or the man-made fibers. It could be producers of notions that you would use in the production of an item, apparel. So those are your primary. Or is this a secondary level company where they're actually creating the textiles, where they're actually manufacturing the outfits, the apparel wear, where you're actually, you know, doing the pattern making and all of that to cut out the patterns and the pieces to make the garments? Or is this going to be the retail level where the products are actually sold, whether it's a brick and mortar store or whether it's online, or whether it's pop-up shops or whatever it may be? But this is the retail level where the product actually gets into the hand of the consumer. Or is it the auxiliary level? And we know this level to be photographers, magazines. This is the level that helps with getting the product seen by the consumer. So these people are the advertising agencies, the model agencies, you know, all of those entities that help make the fashion or the items known to the public. Fashion forecasters, the media, trade organizations, all of those organizations. So what level of the industry is this company operating in? So that is the third item. So then next, we want to talk about the geographic location of the company. And this we're specifically talking about, is it a mall? Is it in the suburbs? Is it a strip shopping center? Is it a standalone store? Is it downtown? You know, is it domestic just here in the USA, or is it a global company? Is it in design districts? Is it in a business park? Is it a home-based business? So where is this company located geographically? Where can the consumer find this company so that they can, the consumer, or even if it's B2B, you know, business to business, where can the business merchant find this business? Where can the consumer find this business? So you want to talk about where it's located geographically. After you've talked about the location, you will then outline what categories of merchandise does this company sell. And when we're talking about categories, we're talking about things such as pants, tops, shoes, socks, dresses, swimwear, you know, all of those different categories of merchandise that they carry. And this is best put into a table format where you can outline the items individually, and you may want to put in like the sizes along with that. So if it's tops, you know, extra small to extra large, or you can even put in another column, the colors that are carried within that particular merchandise category. You can make it as detailed as you like, but this will give the company profile, in the company profile, it'll give an idea of what type of merchandise the company carries. So you want to detail out all of the merchandise categories, accessories, everything in your section where the categories of merchandise are listed. And then we want to give price ranges within this category. So that's why it's good to have a column, a table format, so you can create a column. So if it's tops, say t-shirts, the price range could be $8 to $15. So you put that in your table in a column that's designated for prices. Listing out the prices of the merchandise helps give an idea of what range the merchandise is. It helps give an idea of if the merchandise is fast fashion, if it's bridge, or if it's higher end merchandise. It helps with letting the agency, the advertising team, know what level of product that we're dealing with. And it also helps with, and that in particular can help with setting the theme or the mood or what have you of the advertising campaign. Next, you'll want to put the hours of operation that business is usually open. Now, as we know, most retailers generally open mid-morning to evening time, late evening, and then they'll generally have store operations on Saturdays and Sundays, a shortened version of hours over the weekend. But some retailers may not be open, say on Sunday, or they may close at 6 o'clock in the evenings rather than staying open till 9 o'clock. So putting the hours of operations just helps, again, identify what type of retailer you're creating an ad campaign for. And it helps to help build up the image of that company when you're trying to put a thing together, talk about what, depending on what it is that you're advertising, to put that information maybe within the advertising campaign itself. So the hours of operation are good to know. Now, the last thing under the company details is going to be the number of locations that this particular company has. Why is the number of locations important? Well, it could be, you have to know the audience that you're speaking to. If it's one location, then you know you're talking to a very niche audience, right? You're talking to a very specific audience that is, and it goes to, you know, you knowing what scope of campaign that you need to develop for this particular company. If they have hundreds of locations, then you know your reach is going to be far. And then there may be just particular things that you need to put in the advertising campaign to help it resonate with that audience. All right, we're moving on into the second part of the fashion company profile. And this is where we talk about the mission and the purpose of the actual campaign. So I am outlining 10 particular areas that you can focus on when you're actually doing an advertising campaign. This by no means is the max number of things that you can focus on, but these are 10 key areas that are generally focused on for advertising campaigns. So the first one is going to be seasonal. Of course, there are tons of campaigns done throughout the year based on the season. We're in the spring. Spring actually is today. In 2025, this is actually the first day of spring. And there's a lot of campaigns going on out there for spring wear. Of course, a lot of spring break is going on around the nation. And you know what's being advertised? Swimwear, summer clothing, you know, clothing that is t-shirts, shorts, all those things, flip-flops, hats, glasses, sunglasses, all of those things are being advertised. And so there's a campaign that was created months ago to be released this time of year. So there's all sorts of seasonal campaigns that go on. Of course, you have your winter campaigns, your fall campaigns, your summertime campaigns, your back to school campaigns. So those are all seasonal things. The next type of campaign that you could be doing is basically to sell a product. And of course, all advertising campaigns want to sell something, right? But this could be focused on a very specific product. Let's say that there is a new tennis shoe that comes out for Nike. Well, this ad is going to be focused specifically on this particular release of this shoe. It could be, Jordans come out and they have a, who knows what number they're on with Jordan, but they're releasing a particular number of Jordan, you know, so it could be focused on that specific product. Companies that sell rings for engagements and weddings and things of that nature, they may be focused on a very particular type of ring. It could be a marquee cut. It could be whatever style of ring that they've developed, but it could be whatever is trending in that moment. So an advertising campaign can be focused specifically on one particular product within the whole scope of products that a company sells. They can have a whole merchandise line selling a whole bunch of different categories of goods, but they want to focus on this one particular product for this campaign. The next area that a campaign can be created for is to promote a service. So, you know, we talk about products and services when we're talking about fashion, and it could be to promote a service such as being a stylist. It could be to promote doing alterations, whatever it may be. It could be a company that actually sells products, but now they have a service added to their offerings. And so it could be talking about delivery. You know, now we will package your items up, you order online, we package up, and we will hand deliver it to you. It could be any number of things that a service could be within the industry, but the advertising campaign is focused specifically on the service that the company is offering. All right, so the next area is to develop a brand. Now, this would be focused on a brand that is new to the market. So the campaign is all about helping the audience learn about the brand, to help them become familiar with the brand. This is a new offering
to the market that has never been heard of before. And it is going to require a lot of advertising, a lot of putting the name, the logo, all of that in front of the potential market, the market that they've selected for this particular brand. So an advertising campaign can be created for developing a brand and helping that brand grow. And this next one is used quite frequently with competitors. So it's establishing positioning. You want to position yourself in a better place than your competition. You want to be known as the go-to company for this particular item or product or service. So you're going to put out an advertising campaign letting people know you're the best, you're the one that they should seek out because of XYZ. So your campaign is going to be focused on you being the authority, you being the go-to person, you being the one that has, you know, what they need more so than anyone else. You're going to make yourself stand out. All right. So the next reason you can do a campaign is to support an initiative. So maybe the company has initiatives where for their philanthropy, where they're supporting, say, the Girls Club in your community, or they are supporting homelessness, bringing awareness to homelessness and what they do for the homeless community. Or it could be that they want to, you know, give back to a country that doesn't have a lot. So they're help feeding the poor in a third world country. Whatever it is, whatever their initiative is, they want to highlight that. So I know that Bombas, the sock company, they do all in their campaign for their socks. They talk about their socks, how good their socks are and all of that. And they always say that when you purchase a sock, they give socks to those in need. So that has been a big campaign of theirs. Not only are they promoting their product, but they're also promoting their initiative in what they do when socks are purchased from them. So a campaign could be specifically focused on that, or it could be a dual thing where you're promoting your product and you're promoting your initiative at the same time. Now, the next one is promoting a new collection. You have a new collection in your store, or you are an independent designer and you're promoting a new collection that you've developed. So you want to create an advertising campaign around this. Anytime something new comes out with a particular brand or a particular company or an independent designer, you should be promoting that through an advertising campaign, whether that's going to, you know, whatever media you choose to use to do that. But you'll want to make sure that the audience and the market are aware of something new that you have to offer. This next one is something that's becoming more and more common, and it's a collaboration. It could be two companies collaborating with one another. Maybe they have something in common, such as the cotton industry may collaborate with the t-shirt industry, because most t-shirts are made out of cotton or a blend of cotton and polyester. So they may have a collaboration where they're doing a campaign together to promote cotton, the use of cotton, and then to promote t-shirts and are the products that use cotton as a part of their textiles. Now, there could be a collaboration between two companies that sell products that go together. Maybe a jean company is collaborating with a tennis shoe company or a boot company or a t-shirt company. And they're doing a collaboration because they feel like they have the same audience and they want to be able to, or either neighboring audiences, and they want to be able to grow their reach by tapping into, say a denim company wants to grow their reach by tapping into a company's market that sells t-shirts. And so the t-shirt company also can tap into the denim company's market, a gene company's market, so they can grow their audience reach. So they may do a campaign together. And their items look good together. So there could be many reasons why someone or companies would want to collaborate. Generally, it's because of audience reach and new markets. That's generally why a collaboration happens. Now, this next one is, again, if something is new, then they generally do a campaign to introduce themselves to the market. And so a new store would be a reason to have an advertising campaign. Because you are new to the area, you may be a totally brand new store that has never had a store even online before. So you're just totally new and you want to introduce yourself to the marketplace to say, hey, here I am and this is what I sell. So you would definitely have a campaign that would be focused around who you are and what you offer, and that you're new. You're bright, shiny new, and come see us because this is what we offer. This is why we're here. This is we're better than the competition because our prices are low, because we have products that they don't carry. Whatever the campaign may focus on, you're new. People need to know about you. So a new store will be a reason to have an advertising campaign. Now the last one is a new department. So you could be an existing store and you have a new department. Let's say if you generally sold, I'll take this one for instance, Forever 21. I know, you know, it's not as popular anymore, or do they even sell this? I don't know at this time. But Forever 21 was just like junior's clothing initially. And then they expanded to having plus size women clothes, right? And then they expanded to having men's clothing. So they developed new departments within their store. Now, we didn't see a whole bunch of advertising about it, but if they wanted to really push the envelope and really get their name out there as being a company that now offers plus size or a company that offers men's clothing, then they would focus on advertising those departments. So that is another reason why a company would do an advertising campaign. So again, to just repeat these, it's seasonal, it's to sell a product, it's to promote a service, it's to develop a brand, establish positioning, support an initiative, new collection, collaboration, new store, and new department. Those could all very well be good reasons for a company to do an advertising campaign. And remember, this is not the be-all end-all of a list of things. There's so many other things that a company could advertise for, but these are the 10 main reasons why a fashion company would have an advertising campaign. All right, so that brings us to the end of this episode about the fashion company profile. I hope that you have learned something as you've listened along here and that this will be of benefit to your class or to you as a student as you dive into your advertising campaign. Do come back next week where I'm going to touch on target market just a little bit, but I've already talked about that before and I'll tell you what episodes you can look at, listen to. But I'll also be getting into the competitive advantage that you would want to talk about in the advertising campaign, so that you can actually show what advantage you have over your competitors. I do thank you for joining me here at Marketing Adventure with Jackie, and I hope you have a wonderfully blessed day.
Thanks for listening to Marketing Adventure. Remember to subscribe, rate, review, and share this episode with someone you think would benefit from the information shared here today. If you have any questions or want to connect with me, find me on Instagram at Marketing Adventure. All links and resources discussed in this episode can be found in the show notes at marketingadventure.com.